So let's pick it up from where we left off yesterday. Okay?
We had a concept called Paldinin, Diburin, and Paldinin Emmas. Okay? What's the difference between the two topics?
So we said as follows, that according to Rabbi Chaim Wasserman, Zatzal, he points out that this second klal is accepted upon according to everyone.
Everyone holds Pagin Nemos. Okay?
There is a machlekes that Pagin Dibur exists. Now, Pagin Dibur is, you take a statement and you cut it up. You say, Ploni Ravoni Rotsoni.
He says, not Rotsoni, you say Lonso.
Because he can't incriminate himself. So he testifies on another guy with someone else coming into Bezin with him. And you say, Lamaisa Pagin Dibur. You change it around. So that's a big machlokes, whether it's accepted or not. Machlokes Rav Rav Yosef, it's in Hen and Daftes. But this klal of Pagin Nemonis, there is no doubt that it is accepted. Okay? What was the classical example that we gave? The classical example that we gave was a woman, Kuf Yitzayin Amalaf, comes into Basin, and she says her husband died. So the halach is that her statement is believed regarding what? She's allowed to get remarried, but the sons are not allowed to what? Yorish her. Because we say Pagin Nemonis, meaning that we accept, there's no cutting up of any statement here. The guy makes a statement, the woman makes a statement, Bezdin accepts it for certain areas in Halacha, and for others it doesn't. That's Pagin Nemonis. This is Rabbi Chanan says, does everyone have clear the difference between the two topics? Pagin Dibur is cutting up a statement, Pagin Nemonis is just taking a statement, Bezdin accepts it regarding certain areas in Halacha, but not regarding others. And this is considered to be agreed upon according to everyone, says Rabbi Chaim. In fact, one of the rayas, okay, that Pagin Nemonis exists is not just our Gemara in Yevamos, but also our very own Gemara in Gittin. This statement of Kol Nechasai in Sunim Lach, you're not cutting up any statement in the Shtar. What you're doing is you're accepting that the Eved will have liberty and freedom, but he will not get the property. So Pagin Nemonis is one of those classic examples that we accept. So the question is, we concluded with yesterday was that the Rashba writes, unbelievable Kiddush, the Rashba writes, if a man goes over to a Beis Din and he says, Ishtecha Zinsa Imi, if he says, your wife was Mezada with me, the Rashba, he comes with another aid, and he says, your wife was Mezada with me. He can't say that because Eina Natsumatsum Rasha. Cut up the statement. We cut up the statement and we say it doesn't mean emo. Doesn't mean emi, it means emo. Here you could say Pagini Diburim. If you say Ishtecha Zinsa Imi. However, if you say Ani Zanisi in Ishtecha, that you can't cut up. That you cannot say Pagini Diburim. Because if you cut this off Ani Zanisi, there's no Hades. Nothing was done. Right? On one, you can say Pagin Dibura. On two, you can't. So Yitzhi was asking him to say this a little bit technical. I mean, we take it to that degree. Yes, this is a very Bechudish Rashba. I grant you that. That to the degree you take Pagin Dibura, that there's only certain ways you can cut it up, and other ways you can't. Is that a Chiddush? No doubt at all. There's no doubt at all it's a Chiddush. But nonetheless, the Rashba says it. So we concluded yesterday with the Kasha, the Noda Behudah. What did the Noda Behudah ask? The Noda Behudah asked, "A Yasher Koyach, you can't cut this up. But what should you do? What should you do? You should at least say Pagin in what? Nemonis. You should be able to say, oh, I was Mezana with your wife. How should we take that? We should take that she was Mezana. That's it. Basis Shuma Kabbah, she was Mezana, maybe not with you, but with another guy. That will create an issur in the marriage. Granted, you can't cut this up. You can't say Pagin and Dibur, but at least there's a topic of Pagin and Nemonis. That was what we left off with. So let's begin. Let's answer that kasha. Chaim, you got it? Does anyone have this kasha? Even if you hold it, you can't cut up a second statement. You should still say Pagin and Nemonis. You should still say Pagin and Nemonis. You should still say Pagin and Nemonis. What's the difference? What's the difference? This is a very strong kasha. Everyone got it? Oh, so the answer is as follows. Reb Naftali Trump says as follows. Very interesting. He says, what are you going to do? This is impossible to say Pagin Nemonis. Because if we believe his whole statement, Ani zanisi mishtecha, what does he become? What does he become? He becomes a Rasha. That means he was a Mezana with an Eishes Ish. If a woman says her husband's dead, we as Beis Din can do what, Yitzi? We can allow her to get remarried for that area in Halacha, but we will not let her his son's Yorushim. But there's nothing wrong. We're not declaring anyone a Rasha. She's not going to be a Rasha. Here, by us accepting this statement, we are saying this guy's a Rasha. I mean, they're inextricably linked to one another. And therefore, it'll be possible, assuming Manovchuk, it's not a good Adis. If he was Mizana, if she was Mizana with him, he's possible Adis. So I'm saying, Pagin and Nemonis is not going to help you here. Pagin and Nemonis is not going to help you. Even if you say Pagin and Nemonis, what does Pagin and Nemonis mean? Pagin and Nemonis means you have to accept the whole statement. Pagin and Nemonis means you accept the whole statement for one area in Halacha, but not for the other area in Halacha. Think about the case of the woman. In our case, Kol Nechasai, there's liberty for the Eved. The Eved doesn't get property. You understand what I'm saying? Here you can't. There's only one topic here, and one topic alone. He said he was Mizana with the wife, with your wife. So it's not going to help you, Paul, giving that money. So please get that answer. You're going to have to accept the whole thing, and since you're going to have to accept the whole thing, he's declaring himself as being a Russia, you're going to have to throw out the whole Adis. So it's not acceptable. Moreover, let's get it. The Rush in Makis and Zion and Aleph, let's get it, quotes a Yesh Omrin. The Rosh and Makis and Zion Manav quotes a Yesh Omrin, says, we do not say Pagin in Nemonis. We don't say Pagin in Nemonis? What do you mean? Rava and our Gemara, the Gemara and Yavamis? What do you mean don't say Pagin in Nemonis? So the answer is as follows, says Shmuel Rozovsky. I want you to get it. The answer is that we do not say Pagin in Nemonis. This notion that we don't say Pagin in Nemonis is a very interesting Chiddush. The Hadalo Pagin in Nemonis is the Din in Hilchos Eidus. When you need Adis, we don't say Pagin in Nemonis. You hear what I'm saying? When you require Adis, bona fide Adis, we don't say Pagin in Nemonis. By the woman, is that bona fide Adis? Yes or no? What did we say yesterday? A woman comes in, she says her husband's dead. Do we believe her? Yes or no? Yes. Is that bona fide Adis? No. It's a special kula. One Adis acceptable. In our Gemara, is it bona fide Adis? In our Gemara, if you learn like Rashi, Before the neck. Is that bona fide anus? Is that a requirement of having 2 aid or 1 aid? No, it's 1 aid. So I want you to get down. Cesar Sporozovsky, that topic of Pagin and Nemonis is very interesting. We never find Pagin and Nemonis on what? We never find Pagin and Nemonis on things where you don't require anus. Pagin and Nemonis is only on things where you don't require anus. If you require Adis, you don't say Pagin and Nemonis. Our Gemara, the Gemara Nivamis, those aren't Adis. Wherever you require Adis, you don't say Pagin and Nemonis. You follow what I'm saying? Our case is a special kula b'fanei nechtav. The case of the woman is a special kula. It's 1 aid. B'fanei nechtav. Our people that are apostle Adis believe to say b'fanei nechtav? Yes. It's a Mishnah. So the Rosh who quotes a Yesh Omrim in Makkos that says we don't say Pagin and Nemonis. Oh, but there's 2 Gemaras we said say Pagin and Nemonis. Those cases are where you don't require Adis. You say Pagin and Nemonis where you don't need Adis. Where you need Adis, we don't say Pagin and Nemonis. Low Pagin and Nemonis. This is the answer we want to suggest. Okay. Fine. So I want you to get that, Lamaisa. It's very important. This cloud of Pagin and Nemonis, we want to say, Lamaisa, that at least according to Yesh Omrim, we don't say it be'edis. The Yesh Omrim in Makkos. Now, Rav Chaim Wasserman has a tremendous chiddush I want you to get. And he claims as follows. Everyone claims Pagin in Nemonis, but the Machlokes in our Gemara runs as follows. I want you to get it. The Machlokes is how you view the Eved Kenani with this property. Do we view them as inextricably linked? Or do we view them as 2 separate items? You follow me? Aaron, you have an Eved Kenani, you have the property. How do you view them conceptually? Do you view them as all the same, inextricably linked? Or do we view them as separate properties? And I'll read you the Lashon is as follows. Do we say they're Kinyonim Chalukim al Kol Chefetz v'Chefetz b'fnei atzmoy? Do you just happen to acquire them in one star? Or no? Do we say it's one Hakna, Kol HaNechasim? Is it all one conglomerate? The Eved Kenani and the property? Or do we view them as separate items? Guess what? That's the machlokes of Abaye v'Rava. Abaye says, Elam, they're inextricably linked. You follow me? Rava says, no. The Eved Kenani is one thing, the property is another thing. That's the machlokes in the Gemara, okay? That's the machlokes in the Gemara. Because Rabbi Chonon says this is the machlokes, and he says that's the machlokes of Reb Shimon and Reb Meir. When you talk about Reb Shimon and Reb Meir, the same thing is the same issue. Can't even machalik what's written in the star. Is it all one hakna, or is it a mixus here and a mixus there that you could divide the two? That's what Rabbi Chonon wants to say a chiddush. Okay? I want you to get that. In other words, when you say something's a tolda, zeh mizeh, you cannot say pagim nemonis. So I'm just going to write it like this. When you say one is an outgrowth, tolda, zeh, mizeh, then obviously lo amrim, pagim nemonis. We don't say pagim nemonis. Okay? We don't say pagim nemonis. We don't say pagim nemonis. If something's a tolda zeh mizeh, if they're inextricably linked, you can't split it. Well, that's the machlokes of Abaye v'Rava and our Gemara. How do you view it? Do you view it as all one entity or do you not? Abaye says it's all one entity. You can't say pagim nemonis. And Rava says, no, it's not all the same entity. If it be the same entity, then obviously you can't split them. The machlokes is, are they split or not? That's goof of the machlokes in the Gemara. That's goof of the machlokes in the Gemara. Okay, so Lamaisa, I think we just got to reiterate again. Nachama, Rashi and the Tosfos Rid. If it's Lefi Rashi, you're making a statement. And who does Rashi fit in well with? Who does Rashi fit in well with? The Ran, that is Pagin Dibur of all of Shas. You're making a statement for the Nechlev, and we're what? And we are basically what? Splitting it up. Now the truth of the matter is, we mentioned yesterday in Shir that if you say Pagin Nemonis, right, that seemed to work better with the Tosfos Rid. Bless you. That works better with the Tosfos Rid. No? Didn't we say that yesterday? Tosfos Rid didn't make a statement. But what I want to fix that now. In other words, based on what we just said in the beginning of Shir, when you talk about Bafanei Nechtav, Bafanei Nechtav, are you chopping up Bafanei Nechtav, Bafanei Nechtav, yes or no? Is that a real Pagin Dibura? Or is it more like Pagin Nemonis? What would you say? Again, the difference between Pagin and Dibura, Pagin and Nemonis. And our Gemara, the Faninek, the Faninek, is more Pagin and Dibura, more Pagin and Nemonis. Which one would you say? Are you taking a statement and chopping it up like Pony, Vona, and Sony? Even according to Rashi, I'm saying. You're not really chopping up a Faninek, the Faninek. So that's what I want you to get down. In other words, even if you hold like Rashi and our Gemara, it's not really a pure Pagin and Dibura. It's going to be what we call Pagin and Nemonis. It's going to be Pagin and Nemonis. That's what I want to bring out. So I'm saying Rebbe Chonon will work well with Rashi and Ran. I want you to get that down. Yesterday, I think we mentioned that Rebbe Chonon and the Pagin and Nemonis will work against Rashi. So get that down today. It's not right. Pagin and Dibura, according to Rashi, is not a literal Pagin and Dibura. It's a Pagin and Nemonis. You're not cutting up a Fanei Nechtav, Fanei Nechtav. So I'm saying when we talk about Pagin and Nemonis in our Gemara, that works with Rashi. That works with Rashi. Because you're making a statement. So Rashi and Iran work well with this Pagin and Nemonis. Who argues on this? Please get it. Who argues on this? The Tosfos Rid. What does the Tosfos Rid say? Tosfos Rid says you're not talking about Fanei Nechtav, Fanei Nechtav. So what's the issue at hand? According to the Tosfos Rid, the issue at hand, when we say Shtar, Shabbat, L'miksasa, Batla Kula or not? That's it. Has nothing to do with Pagin and Dibura or Pagin and Nemonis. Has nothing to do with it. According to the Tosfos Rid, you're not making a statement. It's an issue of Batla Shtar, Miksasa, Batla Kula. That's the issue at hand. Okay? You follow what I'm saying? I'm saying according to Rashi, that it's Pagin and Dibura, or Pagin and Dibura. It's not Pagin and Dibura. In our Gemara, it's Bafanei Nechtav. Are you cutting up Bafanei Nechtav? I'm not cutting up Bafanei Nechtav. I'm not saying Ploni or Vona L'Onsi and switching it. You're taking Bafanei Nechtav in, and you're saying it's only good regarding his freedom, but it's not good regarding the property. That's Pagin and Nemonis. So I'm saying if you work with Pagin and Nemonis, that's with Rashi and the Ran. that it's a pagin in dibur of all of shas, or dash pagin in amonis. But if you learn like the Tosfos written, you're not saying anything. If you learn like the Tosfos written, you're not saying anything, then what happens? Then we're just talking about a simple cloud of star, bat l'miksasa, bat l'kula. That's all. Bat l'miksasa, bat l'kula. This is what will come out according to Naftali Trump. He'll work well with the Tosfos written. Whereas Rabbi Chanan will work with Rashi. This is the chiddush we want to bring out. All goes back to how to learn the case in the Gemara. Was there a Bafanei Nechtav said or not? See, thinking about it more yesterday and today, it's not really Pagin in Dibura. The Gemara does say it, Yossi, but it means Pagin in Amonis. It's not a Pagin in Dibura. Pagin in Dibura is the case of Ponir Rol and Sorter. It are similar concepts, I agree with you. There's a technical difference. One's cutting it up and one is not. And there might be differences like we began in the beginning of Shir. But the bottom line is, if you work with Rashi, it's a Pagin in Amonis. If you work at Tosfos Ritt, he never said Bafanei Nechtav. So therefore, there's nothing to what and nothing to split. Okay, that's the first mahalach. Please get it. Please get it. It's very important we get that. Because yesterday we shaped Pagin and Amonis working with the Tosfos. It's not true. Pagin and Dibur, Pagin and Amonis are very similar, but there's differences, as we mentioned. But it is taking a statement and taking half of it, Makabla, and not taking the other. That's worth Rashi. According to Tosfos, you're not taking a statement at all. Okay, let's move on now. Okay, that's the first mahalach. Number two, because I want to get to the Tosfos Lemaisa, but before I want to mention as follows. Let's get this, okay? According to Rashi, Lemaisa, what did Rashi learn? Someone remind me. Refresh my memory. How did Rashi learn up the Pshat here in the Gemara? Okay? How did Rashi learn up Pshat in the Gemara here with Reb Shimon? With Tanakam and Reb Shimon? That what? What do we assume? The guy goes free. Because we have to know this for the Tosfos. The fellow goes free according to Reb Shimon in what case? What are both tracks that Rashi says? What was the case in the Gemara? The Adon wrote all his property to Zeva Kanani. He left over some property for himself. And what does Reb Shimon say? He goes free. The Tanakhama says he doesn't go free. Right? How did Rashi learn up Reb Shimon? Did he identify the property or did he not? What did Rashi say? Doesn't make a difference. Rashi said in both cases, let's plug it in. If he identifies acre X as staying with me, what do you do with the other property? Acre X stays with me. The other property goes to him, and plus what else? The Evid goes free. But Rashi said the other guy doesn't get the property. Why? Because all the other stuff, what could you say? According to Reb Shimon again. What does Reb Shimon say? Remember what Reb Shimon says? We're going to see it in the Tosfos. But according to Rashi, Lemaisa, the guy always goes free, Pagin and Dibura. If he identifies the property, then what? Then he gets his what? Then he'll go free. No. According to Reb Shimon. Right. Nachum. According to Reb Shimon. If I'm a master and I write up all my property to the Eved Kenani, and I leave over something for myself, acre X, so the Eved Kenani goes free. And also the other property will what? Will go to him too, because I identify. I'm saying in that case, it still could be viewed as what? As Pagin, because the guy goes free. Reb Shimon always holds Pagin in Dibur. Okay. We'll see. But I'm just saying in this case, what's the din? Besides getting into Pagin in Dibur. What's the din if I say Acre X stays with me? What's Halacha? The Evid goes free, and also he'll get the property. What happens if I don't say Acre X? What's the din?
Doesn't go free.
The Evid goes free, and what about the property? All the property stays with the master, because every little piece I can say is mine. Okay, and I want you to get this, please. The Rush brings up that we're not talking about any metaltalin. The guy has no metaltalin. You know what metaltalin is? Movables. There's two types of property you can have. You can have movables or you can have karka. Maybe the guy has movables. And the Korban Nisano on the bottom of the Rush says in Ozayin that if he had metalkalin, then you would not learn out Pagin and Dibura. Because what can I say? Kol Nechasai goes to Mr. X. What does Kol Nechasai mean? All my metalkalin go to the Evid. The Evid goes free, and also my metalkalin, and I keep Karka. So you have to say that there is no metalkalin in this case.
You have to say there's no metalpin, says the Korban Nisan on the Rush. Because if there was metalpin, what could I say? I could easily be masbir that what? The Eved Kenani goes free. Kol Nechasai giving to him is, I'm saying, all is all my metalpin and I'm keeping the karka. You don't know which karka? Okay, you don't get any karka. But Kol Nechasai could be referring to metalpin. So obviously you have to say there's no metalpin. That's what the Rush writes. So Rabbi Kivager writes, he thinks that that's wrong. Why does he say he thinks that that's wrong? Rabbi Kivager, he writes in the Tshuva, Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin, he says, it could never be a metalpin. How are you doing the Kinyan here, Adam? Through what? Through a star. Can you be Kona metalpin through a star? What's the only thing you can be Kona with a star? Karka. You can't be Kona metalpin with a star. Rabbi Kivager says, I don't understand what's going on. And you can't tell me you're Kona Agav the Evid. You know what Agav is? Agav the Evid by you know, parenthetically. I get the Evid, and parenthetically I also get the what? The metalpin. Why can't you say that? Because you cannot be Kona an Evid. Lamaisa. You cannot be Kona metalpin Agav an Evid. Because an Evid is always 90. He's moving around. So since he's always moving around, you cannot be. You can only do metalpin Agav Karka that's permanent, that doesn't move. If it moves, it's not good. So please get that second. This is the second mahalach. The second mahalach is that we must be talking about a case where the guy has no metalpin. And that's what Rashi means when he says it doesn't make a difference whether you elucidate X or whether you don't elucidate X. We're talking about there is no metalpin. Because it was referring to metalpin, the Rosh says, then you could say Kol Nechasai is referring to what? You could say Kol Nechasai is referring to metalpin. Right? Rabbi Kivager says that's ridiculous. You can never be referring to metalpin in a star. You can't be Kona metalpin in a star. And you can't tell me you're Kona the metalpin Agav the Evid, and Evid moves around. You can only do metalpin Agav the Evid if it's permanent. Okay, that's the second mahalach. Okay, number three. Let's get it. First was the Pagin Dibur, the Pagin Nemonis. Second was metalpin. Number three. Regarding Abaye, what did Abaye say in Chesem and Beis in the Havamina? What did Abaye say in Chesem and Beis in the Havaminin? Let's get it. What was the Havaminin according to Abaye? Mitoch Shawat. Mikosha Konatzma Konamin Chosim. Correct. Very, very good. Now, what does this mean, Lomaisin? What does this mean, this Chiddush? Okay? What does this Chiddush mean, Lomaisin? Oh. So, the truth of the matter is, it's very interesting. Poshup Shat, Lomaisin, and this din. He switched his mind, he changed his mind, right? Why did he change his mind? He changed his mind and he said what? He said, since you're not Kona the Chasm, you're not Kona yourself, right? That was Abaye's Maskona. And what did Tosfos say in the bottom we saw yesterday? Or the day before? What did we see yesterday in the bottom, Tosfos? Motzim Mechavero, Olav Lavirai. He gets nothing. Let me ask you a question. It's very possible that we could suggest as follows, Lomaisa. According to this Chiddush, Lomaisa, didn't Abaye originally think Vadai, he should get both? And now he changed and he says Vadai, he shouldn't get both. What does Motzah Mechar Olav Araya mean? When is it used, Motzah Mechar Olav Araya? When you have a what? Excellent, when you have a suffix. Abaye doesn't seem to be having any doubts. Either he says Vadai one way or Vadai the other way. What's the Tosfos talking about Yad Abal? Yad Abal Ashtar Al Tachtoina. What do you mean Motzah Mechar Olav Araya? This is a very strong kasha. So the answer is as follows, Poshup Shah. The Marshal points out, this is Reb Shmuel Rozovsky asked this question, but you look at the Marshal, he asks, what does Reb Meir say? If you Meshara Karka Kolshu, Lo Yotzim in Charka, Zalo Pagin Diburim. Let me ask you, Kashan Abaye, what do you see from Reb Meir? What do you see from Reb Meir? That if you don't say Pagin Diburim, what do you always say? If you don't say Pagin Diburim, do you win or you lose? What does Reb Meir say? If you mishar karka kolshu, does the guy go free or not? No, he doesn't go free. If you don't say Pagin Dibur, you lose. How can Abaye ever think to say, that you win both? You see from Reb Meir, you lose. So the Marshal answers, no, that's not the case because of kruskita. In other words, like the maskana of the Gemara is lav kruskita. That's where Reb Meir said what he said. Because lav kruskita. That's what the Marshal says. So it's interesting, Lamaisa. The Maram Shiv points out that since you said Beferish Karka Kolshehu, it's impossible to say Mitoksha Kanatzmo, Kana everything else, because you explicitly excluded something. However, here by Kim Stars, you could say the Mitok. So I want you to get this. The third mahalach is as follows.
Third mahalach is that when you talk about Abaye's havamina,
he says you win everything. You go free, you get the property. Then he backs out of it and says you get zero. So you see, it's either vadai both ways. Tosas talks about Mutzah Lerolai, which is a suffix.
That's a kasher Shmuel Rizovsky says. That's number one.
Number two, the Marashoi asks, how can Abaye say his havamina, that you should get everything? If you don't say Balgini Debru, you lose. That's what a mayor says. So how could you say such a thing?
So the marshal says, no, we're going to feed the Moskana Lav Kruskita. There's a, don't ask an Abayis Avamina
from Remeir, because Remeir's Moskana is based on Lav Kruskita's Nishkin Kasha. But Maram Shif says even more than that. How can you say Mitok Shekonatzmo?
You can say Mitok Shekonatzmo Kotachasim, because it's not Kiyush Norris. You can't say it by Remeir because you explicitly was excluded something.
You can't say the backdoor theory to get everything when you explicitly exclude something. It's impossible. So therefore, that's the Chiddush L'maisa that we want to bring out here. You follow what I'm saying? I'm trying to explain Abaye L'maisa. Okay? We're trying to explain Abaye. Masber Abaye.
Abaye's Havamina is you get everything. Moskana is you get nothing.
So what kind of suffix is that? Tosfos says Moshe Mechamora. It's not based on a suffix. That's one kasha. Second kasha is the Marashah. How could Abaye say a Havamina you get everything? It's against Remeir. Remeir says if you don't say Balgini Debru, you get nothing. The answer to that is that Abaye would say, my Havamina is not against Remeir. Remeir's, the Moskana is Lav Kruskita. Not based on if you don't say Pagini Bru, you lose. Plus the fact that Maram Shif writes, Remeir says you excluded something explicitly. In Abaye's case, you didn't exclude anything explicitly. So you can say, Mitok Shukon Atrakon Nechosin. So that's the third Mahalik that I want you to get. Okay? Let's get this now. Number four. Now we got to get to the Tysus, okay? Number four, let's get it. Okay? Let's get this. When we talk about 1/10,000th, what does 1/10,000th mean? What does 1/10,000th mean? That he doesn't think his Eved is so chashuv, even though the Eved might be worth more, okay? The Rashbam writes the same thing of Abbas Akuf Memtes. Oh, but I gave you the Ram in the Perish Mishnayos. The Ram in the Perish Mishnayos in Peya writes in Perak Gimel Mishnah Ches, this is unbelievable. You know what he says? He says that if you say 1/10,000 the Ram in the Perish Mishnayos, it says you're giving the Eved somewhat of him to himself. You're giving like half of the Eved to himself. You're giving Meshachar Chatzi Eved. That's what this expression means. And how do we paskin and getting in our Masechta and Memalfa and Beis? Can you mishachar chetzi avdo? Yes or no? We paskin, you cannot be. And that's the way the Rimigash says in Baba Basa Kuf Mem Tesim and Beis and the Adramon Baba Basa Kuf Nunim and Aleph. So please get that. There's a different shot of one. One of 1/10,000 means he's not choshev to you. Right? So you must be referring to the Eved. The Rabbi the Perish Rinai says, no, you're freeing half of him to himself. If you're mishachar chetzi avdo, it's not a good shichra. And that's the way we paskin. Now the Teres Gittin says, why do you think Rashi said what he said? Why did Rashi stand on his head and say 1/10,000 men in heaven? Why didn't you just say like the Rambam? You're freeing half the heaven. You know what the answer is? Because Rashi wanted to say this is according to Rebbe as well. What does Rebbe say? If you're Meshachar Chatzi Evdo, he goes free. Rashi didn't want to box in the sugi according to one Tana. If you're Meshachar Chatzi Evdo, does he go free or does he not go free? It's Mechlekes Tanoim. According to the Rambam, it's only according to one Shita. Rashi stood on his head and wanted to say, even according to what the Ma'an Normal says, Meshachar Chatzi Avdoi. Okay? That's the fourth Mahalach regarding this Nakuda. It's a different shadow of what 1/10,000th means. Okay. Very good. Let's get this now. Okay? Now, Lomaisa, there is a segue to fifth Mahalach, then we got to go to Tysus. Number five. Let's get it. Okay? What do we say the key thing was in Rashi and the Havamina? What do we say the key Chiddush was in Rashi and the Havamina? That if he was Meshayer, what? Karka Kolshu, just if he's Meshayer Kolshu, he's also Meshayer Zevit as well. Let me ask you a question. When I give you a gift, are we ever Chayshish for that? I'm going to give you a gift. I'm going to give you a whole football field, except for the end zone. What's the deal? You get the whole football field except the two end zones. Finished. Are we ever choshish? Oh, maybe the 50-yard line? Or the insignia in the middle I'm not giving you? course not. What's the difference here than in Matana? What's the pshat and Rashi and Havamin? This is what the Torah is getting asked at Kasha. Rabbi Kivegra asked the same Kasha. It's a stark Kasha, no? What was the Havamin we said according to Rashi? Kosu kol nechasa l'avdo, yotza ben charin, shir karka kosher lo yotza ben charin. Yeah?
You didn't specify what. You said kosher.
You didn't specify. Okay, you didn't specify.
So we don't know.
What'd you say?
It is a suffix because we don't know. It's kosher. As opposed to, he didn't say, oh, I want the whole football field except.
You're right. When he's nachas l'shiura, we said what? When he's nachas l'shiura, amr li didei namishir, right? Like he's mishar in the carcass, also mishar in the evit. That's what he's saying. That's what Rashi said, right? We said he's mishar in the carcass. He said shir karka kolshu. I understand. But karka means karka. So just like he's mishar in the carcass, he's also mishar in the evit. Why would I think that? I give you a football field with the exception of the end zones. I'm going to think the insignia also on Mishire? Why would you think that? What does it say? Kosu kol nechasa l'avdo yotza ben charin. Shir karka kosher lo yotza. Why would I think that? What do you mean shir karka kosher lo yotza ben charin? Why should I eat lo yotza ben charin? I only kept a little piece of karka. You know what I'm saying? What's the difference between that and that, the Matana case of the football field? That's what the Torah is getting Rabbi Kivei Gras. A good kasha, no? What should be the difference? So I want you to get this. When I give you a gift, I'm very explicit. I give you everything I give you, and whatever I explicitly keep for myself, that's it. No games, nothing else. By an evid, the same thing should be true. But what's the problem? The problem is by an evid, if I don't explicitly free him, lav kruski to him. And therefore what? Therefore it's not good. Okay? And therefore it's not good. Has everyone got that? What's the problem with that answer?
That's maskana.
Oh, excellent, Yossi. That's what Nachum Parchovich asked on Rabbi Kivegar. What kind of maskana? Lav kruskitu. We're holding in the Havamina. So what's the Teretz? So I want you to get this. The Teretz Gittin says like this. Beautiful pshat. Teretz Gittin says, and this is what Rashi might mean. I'm makna the Evid. I have to say the Evid. Kol nechasai knuyim loch. In order to include the Evid. When I say nechasai knuyim loch without kol, then I'm not referring to the Evid. I'm not referring to the Evid. If I'm interested in being Mishire, then I mean Mishire the Evid as well. You follow what I'm saying? Until I say Kol, then how do I know that I'm referring to the Evid? It's not because Lav Kruski Tehu. It's because once I'm being Mishire, I might be Mishire also on the Evid too. And this is what many Rishonim say, Lemaisa. Because when I'm makin the Evid to himself, I have to say Kol Nechasa Knuim Lach to include the Evid. If I don't say Kol, I'm not including the Evid in the property. They're two different things. The two different things, Lamaisa. It's not the derech to include my evident property. And since I'm being Mishire, I might be Mishire also the evident too. It's not because of Lav Kruski Tehu. This is what we want to suggest the pshat is. Not because of Lav Kruski Tehu. So that's the Chiddush Lamaisa, okay? Oh. So let's now see the Tosis inside, okay? Let's now see the Tosis inside here on the top of Daf Tes, okay? Let's see it inside, okay?
I think the Rashi could also answer that question.
Let's see Tosis inside now. Okay? Hey, Alan, go ahead. Let's see the top Tosis. Let's see inside and test them out. Please look inside. Let's see the Tosis. Okay, go ahead. A little louder, please. Go ahead. Le'olam? Go ahead. So what is Reb Shimon saying? The Evid Kenani always goes free, no matter what. Whether what? Whether you elucidate Acre X, or whether what? You don't elucidate Acre X. Go ahead. The Cuss of Lay. So that was what I told you before. Here, let's get this. Let's kind of, if I write all my property the Evid, and I say with the exception of Acre X, what's the din? He goes free and he also gets the rest of the property. What happens if I don't identify which acre it is? What's the din? He goes free, but he gets nothing, Rashi said. Because we don't know every piece of acre of land I could say was mine. Right? Go ahead. Alma.
The Lord Pada Ella as the Admiral.
Okay, we got this? Michal, you got it? Reb Shimon, no matter what he says, the guy goes free. Regarding the property, there's a difference. If I identified Acre X goes to him, stays with me, then he'll get all the other property plus going free. If I don't identify Acre X, what happens? What happens if I don't identify Acre X?
Don't get the carcass.
What's the din? He goes free, but he can't get any carcass because every piece of land I can say is mine. But what's the bottom line you see? Palginin what? Palginin Dibura. Now let me ask you. Yossi pointed this out earlier. Sure. Which one of the two tracks do you truly see Palginin Dibura? Which one of the two tracks? Where what? In the second one where he doesn't identify, right? Where he doesn't identify. He goes free, split it. He goes free, but he gets no property. In the other case, the truth is he got himself and he got all the property except for one little piece. Does everyone hear what I'm saying? And the Gemara said that Reb Shimon holds Palginin Dibura. Yes? The Gemara said that Reb Shimon's sheet is based on Palginin Dibura. But you got to ask yourself. There are two tracks within Reb Shimon. Which one of the tracks shows Palginin Dibura? When you say acre, when you don't identify which acre. Go ahead, Alan. Okay? You always got to challenge the premise of the Gemara. Did Reb Shimon the Tana, the Halakha Tana Reb Shimon, did he say, I hold Palginin Dibura? In our Gemara, does it say that, Aaron? Does it say Reb Shimon says, well, he doesn't say that. You have to decipher from Reb Shimon's statement. Where is he holding Palginin Dibura? He's only holding Palginin Dibura on one of the two tracks. Go ahead. Great kasha. What's the kasha? Someone tell me the kasha. Alan, what's the kasha?
Say that give the ball the best piece of land and then the everything rest.
Yes. Even when you don't, excellent. Even when you don't identify Acre X, he should go free and he should get every piece of property except for the best stuff. Because who's in control? What's Yad Baal Ashtar Al Tachtona? Meaning the Evik Nani is the Motzi. So Motzi Mechar Al Araya. So he'll get himself, he'll get all the property, but the best stuff the Adon is able to keep and say, oh, that's the one I meant. Even though he didn't identify. Same statement, Yad Baal Ashtar Al Tachtona. Yad Evik Al Tachtona. Go ahead, Kirisnan. Kirisnan. If I say that I'm going to sell you half of my field, so I leave you half of the field. Which half? Go ahead, the better one or the worse one? Go ahead. The buyer takes the worst stuff, again, because you're a motzi. So Tosfos, please get this down. Tosfos argues on Rashi. If I leave over property for myself and I don't identify, Tosfos holds what, Jesse? He goes free and he gets all the property except for the best stuff. One piece of the best stuff I can keep for myself. That's what I had in mind. What did Rashi say? What was Rashi Shita? When I don't identify, he only goes free and I keep all the property. Now, this is amazing Chiddush. Now I want you to get this. The Rif Lamaisa says, let's get down. The Rif writes that the Machloikas Reb Meir and Reb Shimon is a case where you do not identify which kark it is. According to Reb Shimon, you go free, Palginin Dibura. According to Reb Meir, you don't go free because lo Palginin Dibura. Again, the Rif writes explicitly that the Machloikas is talking about a case where you did not identify which piece of land it is. And Reb Shimon says you still go free, meaning the Rif says very much like Rashi. Very, very much like Rashi. But Tosfos does not hold of Rashi at all. And also the Ramban, the Chiddushi Aran, also argue on Rashi. They all argue on Rashi, Lomaisa here. Okay? We're going to have to see what the Pshat is. But the Rif says, Lomaisa, that the Machlekes is where you did not identify which piece of land it is. And it's based on what? Based on Palginin what? Palginin Dibur. Okay, the Rif agrees with Rashi. Now, what's the problem that we have to figure out with Rashi? What do we have to figure out with Rashi? There's a big problem here. What did Tosus quote? El and a Gomorrah. A Beferish and Gomorrah. No? Isn't that a Beferish and Gomorrah that says I'm going to sell half my field? So what's the din? What does the Gomorrah say? According to Rashi, what should the Gomorrah say if I say to you I'm going to sell half my field? What'd you say? According to Rashi, what should come out if I say I'm going to sell half my field? You tell me. I know, so in a regular case, not an Eved, Astam, I'm doing a business deal with you. I'm selling half of my field. According to Rashi, what should be the din? Should be no sale. Because every half, I'll say, oh, that was the one I meant. And the Gemara said, Beferish, it is a good sale. What is Rashi going to do with the Gemara? Oh. So Lamaisa, the Ramban here, quotes a Rimigash, okay? The Rabban quotes the Rimigash as the Rebbe of the Rambam. Okay? How does he answer Tosfos Kasha? He says like this. That Gemara, Alan, I specified which field it was. And therefore I give you the worst part of that field. But if I don't specify which field it is, then in a Chanam you get zero. And who says like that? The Rambam. The Rambam, Shchiyo Matone, Pirakimul Lachahei, holds like this din of his Rebbe, the Rimigash, and like Rashi. So please get down. Rashi will be masber that Gemara and say you identify which field it was. If you identify which field, then I give you the worst stuff. If I don't identify the field, the sale doesn't get off the ground. That's what the Rambam writes. And the Ravid argues, and the Ran, they ask many kashas on the Rambam, that it should be Kona even if you do not identify. Okay? Even if you don't identify. Even if you don't identify. You hear the word? Now let me ask you a kasha. Let's think about this more. Okay? What is the Sfora? What is the Sfora to be mechalik whether you identify the field or you don't identify the field? I don't identify the field. Alan, we're doing a business deal. I said, hey, Alan, no, I'm going to sell you half of my field. Oh, so Rashi holds, Rimigash holds, Rambam holds, that if I say which field, it's a good deal and I give you the worst part of the field. If I don't say which field, it's not a good deal. What's the difference? What should be the difference? What does it make a difference if I clarify which it is? Selling you half the field. Half of the field in the middle of Manhattan. I have an apartment building in the middle of Manhattan. We'll split it right in half. Right? Right on Park and Fifth Avenue. Right? I don't know if you can have that. Okay? I don't know if you can. But let's say on Park Avenue. I have an apartment building right in the middle. I say, Alan, I want to give you half the building. I'll sell it to you. Okay? What's the din? I specify. Oh, all of a sudden you get the worst part. And if I didn't specify, you get nothing. What should be the difference? Even if I specify the Park Avenue building. Oh, I meant this half. I meant that half. You don't know which one he meant. You're going to tell me, oh, most probably I would want the better half. How do I know? Maybe I wanted to do you a toiva. What's the svore? What's the svore to be mechalik? Oh. Says the Pnei Yoshua. And the Kol B'Tshurim like this, a beautiful pshat. There's a big difference. Over there, you know what we're talking about? What type of kinyan? Alan. What type of kinyan are we talking about over there?
Kesef, Chazaka, Sudar, one of the three.
What are we talking about in our Gemara? Shtar.
That's the difference.
The difference is, when you talk about a star,
it better be clear.
That's the Chiddush. And that's Lamaisa, what we're pointing out with this din Lamaisa. When you talk about a star, it better be clear. And what did Rashi say? Eitan, what did Rashi say? Rashi said, I did not want, if I don't identify acre X, the Evan can only get zero. Because it's a star. If it doesn't say in the star what its clarity, say for hamikne, pasuk in Yirmiyahu. If it's not clear, it's nothing. It's not a good kinyan. You need the raya of a star. The getter of kinyan star, Rabbi Chanan says, is the raya of the star. If it's not clear in mitok the star what you're acquiring, then you're not acquiring anything. You don't know which karka the star's being kona. When you talk about
kesef, chazak, and sudar, is there such a mandate that you need clarity?
No, you don't. And that's the chiddush l'maisa in this din. Okay, that's the chiddush in this din. That's what we want to point out in this halacha. So the Rambam will say over there, Rashi, the Rambam will say l'maisa, when you're mitzayin which one it is, then l'maisa the kinyan what? The kinyan is good. And therefore by kinyan shtar l'maisa, you're not kain anything. Kinyan shtar, you're not kain anything. Only by kinyan shtar, you follow me? I'm going to write it down. Shtar, if you don't say, if you don't specify lo barur, lo konet. Here, afilu lo barur. Even if it's not barur, it would be konet. So we're giving another answer for Rashi. What was the first answer that we said for Rashi? That the case, and what did the Rimigash say? What did the Rimigash say? You say it's Sada Zoo, the Park Avenue building. So what? We're asking on piece 4. Why shouldn't that make a difference? This, you don't have to make the Ukimta like the Rimigash, that you're saying Sada Zoo. No! You don't have to say Sada Zoo. That Gemara where I did the deal with Alan, I didn't say which park, I didn't say it was a Park Avenue building, but it was Kesef Chazak and Sudar. I say, Al, I'm selling you half of my property. Which half? Best half or no? You get the worst half. Why is it a good deal? Answer is because Kesef Chazak and Sudar don't have to be clear. They don't have to be clear. Shtar has to be clear. And we're talking about Argamar Shtar, Kosef, Kol, Nechosef. So if you don't have it clear, then the Evikani gets zero. Okay? Now, the truth is, it's a beautiful answer. So I want you to get it. So, two answers. We don't understand the Rimigash's answer. He was mechalik by saying, so does stop, so does zeh. That Gemara is about so does zeh. What's the difference, though? What should be the svara? I want to just make a point. I think the Rav would argue with this number three. Because the truth is, does anyone remember the word of the Rav on Kinyan Suter? What do we say so special about Kinyan Suter? What'd you say? It's das. I can buy a $1 million mansion, you give me your handkerchief? You give me your handkerchief, and in return, I give you a $1 million house. The handkerchief is worth $2. Kinyan Suter is Kinyan Das. It's concretizing Das. The Maisa Kinyan is not so chashuv like it is by most Kinyan. So I would say, if you're talking about a Kinyan Suter, you have to know what you're talking about. You have to know which apartment. That's what I would say. But nonetheless, that's what the Rav would say. But nonetheless, this is an answer given for Rashi. It's a chiddush. Okay. Alan, Viter now in Tysus. Go ahead. So do we have this machlokes? Please get it. Who sides with Tysus again? The Ramban, the Chiddush Yaran, they all argue on the Rashi. Okay? They all argue on the Rashi. Go ahead.
I'm going to read the whole of the Rishon's Baal of Sheev, Afilu Englo, Ella Osa, Ir, or Osa Sada. The Tani Zephyr, the Concepta, the Baba Basta.
Here, come to pay it. Go ahead. So what is he saying here? What is he saying here? What was the chiddush that we want to bring out from what? From the Tysus in the Kuda. Okay? Again, Rashi said, how do we know the Rav Shimon holds Paul Gideon Dibura? What were the two tracks that we said? The two tracks that we said that if you what? If he says the property X, acre X stays with me, what's the din? Then he gets himself and all the property. That doesn't show Paul Gideon Dibura. What shows Paul Gideon Dibura? Where he doesn't give over all the property. Yes? He doesn't identify acre X. He goes free. Does he get anything? He gets nothing. What was Tosfos Kasha and Rashi? Please, let's get it. What was Tosfos Kasha and Rashi? How does this show Paul Gideon Dibura? How does it show Bagini Dibur? How is the Gemara Machalik the whole Bagini Dibur? Right? It doesn't show Bagini Dibur. When you take everything except from the base core of the Idis, that's not called Lamaisa Pagini Dibura. You're Mekayim everything that was that you said he would give over to the property that was Evan. Where is Rab Abba Medayek that Rab Shimon holds? It was Rab Abba in the Gemara. How was Rab Abba able to Medayek that he holds like you? I'm Rab Adam Armasna. How is he able to Medayek Rab Shimon holds Pagini Dibura? That's Tosis Kasha. Tosis says it's not true. What's the din according to Tosfos? When you don't identify the karka, what does he get? He gets himself, and he gets everything. So that's not Pagini Dibur either. So Tosfos is very perplexed, right? Where is Pagini Dibur according to Reb Shimon? What does Tosfos hold? Both cases, the Evid Kanani goes free, and he gets his property. So what the guy said, all his words were fulfilled. It wasn't split. That's Tosfos Kasha. Where do you see Pagini Dibur? He's so bothered by it. But this Kasha is based on the fact he argues on Rashi. Rashi will just say, I argue with you. And I hold where you don't identify. You only go free, he gets no property. That's Pagini Dibur. But according to Tosfos, you toss, so you get everything. Except what? Except a little shtickle itis. But you don't see Pagini Dibur. He fulfilled all his words. That's a bomb Kasha. I don't know why he didn't say Tema. So how is Tosa solving it? How does he solve it, Alan?
He got one line.
What does he say?
The one line he holds back, the one line he has.
I mean, the only one that he has, he says, I want to hold that back. And what's the din in that case? How do you read that? It says, Zacha Evi ben Achasim, the Kanaatzma ben Chayrim. What does that mean? How do you read that? Afilu ein sham el osa ira osa sada shei evi ben chasim kon atzum ben chayim. Meaning the evi gets everything. How do you read that line of Tosis?
I thought there's only one ear.
Afilu ein sham el osa ira osa sada zoch evi ben chasim the kon atzum ben chayim. What do you what the chasim? How do you read that word? That's what he means in the next line. Zocha ben Achasim is a fake. The only property he has is that city or that field. So he only gets himself. So I want you to get this. The whole case of Reb Shimon is that the master has a city or a field, and he says, Mr. Evan, I'm going to give you my whole city, everything that I have, my whole field. Except for what? Except for what? Except for Sada Ploni. I'm giving you all my property except Sada Ploni. David says, last time I checked, that's all you had. So what's the answer? He gets himself, but he doesn't get the property. That's Pagini Dibur Mamish. You have to read the Gemara Reb Shimon based on the Tosefta. That's Pagini Dibur Mamish. Where all you have is a field, and you retain that field, and he gets himself. So that's what I wanted to, when it says Zocha ben Achasim, it's like a fake, because he doesn't have any property. That's what he says in the very next line. They miskami dibur kol nechse el be'evin levadoi. The property is what? What do you mean Zocha ben Achasim? He gets himself the evin, that's all. That's beautiful, Pagini Dibur. This is the pshat that Tosfos argues on Rashi. Okay, so you got to get this. It's a very big machlokes in din too. Where I don't identify the land, what's the din? So Tosfos says the Evid will get the whole thing. That's what we're trying to show Pagini Dibur according to Shimon. So both Rashi and Tosfos, Lamaisa, both Rashi and Tosfos are saying what? The following. Tosfos, Rashi says, you know what? One of my tracks shows Pagini Dibur. Which track? Which track of mine shows Pagini Dibur? Where I don't identify. Where I don't identify, he gets himself. And he gets nothing, the Evid. That shows Pagini Dibur. That's my track that shows Pagini Dibur. But he says, that's not a track that shows Pagini Dibur. I argue on you. In that case, he gets everything. Imamish gets everything, except for Lishtikulitis. That's not Pagini Dibur. He gets the Evid, he gets all the property. So because Tosfos argues on Rashi, he's got to say, well, where do I see Pagini Dibur in Shimon's name? He says, I'll show you a Toseftin Payet. Toseftin Payet says, Sada Plonis. It says ear plonus. And that's the only thing that he's retaining. That's all he has. So the Eved goes free, that's Bar Gittin Gerurim. That's the Kiddush that we want to bring out in this Gemara. Oh, one sec, yes. Okay? Oh. So this is a big machlokes Rashi Tosfos Ladina on this halacha. Okay? Now, what I want to bring out is as follows. Okay? I want to bring out the following concept. What was the Hava meaning? Alan, the end of Tosfos. What was the Hava meaning? One sec, Yossi. What was the Hava meaning? Let's just get the pshat. What was the Hava meaning? What's the Chiddush of Reb Shimon? I didn't stress this. I didn't masber. When you say chutz, what would I think? I only have one mansion. I only have one field. I say, Mr. Evan, I want you to know I'm giving all my property to you except for the mansion. That's Pakin and Dibur. He goes free, and I keep the mansion. So what's the Chiddush? It's Davar Pashut. Chiddush is when I say chutz, you know what I would think? I would think it defects. The word pogim means it cancels. The word pogim actually is not in Tosfos. Other Rishonim say the word pogim. When I say chutz, I would think the whole line would go up in smoke. And he wouldn't go free at all. Kamash Malan, no, we stick with Bagin and Dibur. Now, please get this. This is the Chiddush, okay? Guess who holds that it cancels everything? Guess who holds that it cancels everything? In other words, who holds Lo Pagin and Diburim in the Havamina? Not Reb Shimon, but who? Reb Meir, right? The Tanakama, right? Many, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, they all ask, how do you know Reb Meir doesn't holds Lo Pagin and Diburim? Maybe Reb Meir holds because why? That the Adon left over the Eved to himself, not because of what? Lo Pagin and Diburim. Who says the Reb Meir holds Lo Pagin in Dibura? Maybe he was Meshara the Eved. So you know what they say? I want you to get this. It's an amazing pshat, Lamaisha. What's the pshat? They actually say this. Reb Meir holds when you say chutz, you cancel everything that you said. And therefore, since we say Lo Pagin in Dibura, it's like he was Pogame and he was Meshara everything that he said in the first statement, and the Eved is included in the shear. And that's the din. Again, according to Reb Meir, what does Reb Meir hold? He doesn't go free. Why doesn't he go free? Rashi said because what? Rashi said because he holds Lo Pagin in Dibur. Just like he's Mishar the Kark, he's Mishar in the Evan. That's what Rashi said. We're Choshesh Lashir. How did Rashi Mimazma Reb Meir? Kishem Shashir Karka can't Shir Evan. How do you know that Reb Meir doesn't hold the Pagin in Dibur? Maybe Reb Meir holds what? He's Mishar the Evan. You know what the answer is? The answer is when you say chutz, what you're doing, according to Reb Meir, is you're canceling your whole first statement. So when you said kol nechasav, you had the Eved originally in there. But once you say chutz, once you say you're Meshire, then what happens? Everything goes up in smoke. And you thought you include the Eved in your property, you're canceling that. And what happens? Everyone goes free. I'm sorry, no one goes free. Right? The Eved doesn't go free. Lo Yatzim and Chor. I'm saying what Tosfos says in the Maskana is exactly what the other Rishonim say. They agree that that's where it may hold. You do say it's Pogay. And therefore you say Lo Pagin in Dibura. You do say Lo Pagin in Dibura. See, according to Rashi, Rashi says, oh, his orientation is to be Mishar, so maybe it's Mishar the Eved also. That doesn't prove Lo Pagin in Dibura, does it? What's the whole point of the Gemara? We're trying to say Shimon holds Pagin in Dibura, Reb Meir does hold Pagin in Dibura. According to Rashi, Rashi says his orientation is the Mishar, the Stom is Mishar also on the Eved. Right? He's Mishar, Karka, Kolshu, so the Stom is Mishar, the Eved is all. Well, why? How do you know he holds no Pagin in Dibura? The answer is because when you say Chutz, Tosfos, another, the Ramban says, and the Rashi, and the Ritva, and the Ran, you know why? Because when you say Chutz, originally you said Kosef, Kol Nechasav Levin, you want to do free, and you say Chutz, you're backing out of everything, and therefore he doesn't go free, and he gets nothing. And that's because of Lo Pagin in Dibura. Once you back out of the first thing, you cancel the whole thing. Yes, Justin?
According to Tosfos, it seems like it's the same. You're right. Whether you say Kol or you say Chutz, it's the same deal. What's the difference in
the part? The difference is as follows. When you say Chutz, what happens? According to Reb Shimon, it doesn't cancel. According to Reb Shimon, you only have one field or a mansion. and I say chutz, that's talking to Dibura. He stays free, I keep my mansion. According to Reb Meir, when you say chutz, you're canceling everything, and therefore what? Lo pagin in Dibura, and therefore he stays in Eden. He doesn't even go free.
So why is cold better? Why is cold better?
If you say cold is fine, because there's no chutz. If you say kol mechatzim and I say chutz, then I'm canceling my first state.
There's no practical application of that. I mean, you're already...
Sure there is. What was the case?
Kosev
kol mechatzim la'avdol yotzim min chorin. Shir karka kolshu lo yotzim min chorin. When I say shir is chutz.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the machlokes of Meir Reb Shimon. Reb Meir says lo pagim dibura. Therefore, once I say chutz, I'm canceling what I said in the first statement. Therefore, he doesn't get any property. He doesn't go free. According to Reb Shimon, chutz is not. He gets free, but he doesn't get any property. And you're right. Tosfos says only talk about a mansion.
I'm saying I don't understand that. Either way, you're only going to get one piece of property. Either way, whether you say
coal, whether you say clips. I'm asking, according to Reb Meir, I only have one mansion, I only have one field. Does the man go free or not? According to Reb Meir, he does not go free, and he doesn't get any property. According to Reb Shimon, he goes free, but I keep my property. Why? Because I hold Pagin and Dibur, Reb Shimon. Reb Meir says I don't hold Pagin and Dibur.
Okay, I just don't understand why Reb Meir is saying this.
No, the Metzius is whether the guy goes free or not. That's the Nafgamina. Everyone agrees that I'll keep my mansion. The question is, does he go free? Is that the Taish says, Pagin in Dibura? Reb Shimon says, yes. Reb Meir says, no. That's the Chiddush. But what Taish forced Tosas to say what he said is that case where you say, when you don't identify which acre. When I don't identify which acre, what's the story? So Tosas says, I'll tell you the story. The Amikai gets free and he gets all the land except Didis. So that's not Pagin in Dibura. Where do I see it in the Gemara? So exactly what Yossi said, the case is you only have a field. You only have a city. He only goes free. And I keep my city. That's Pagin in Dibura. Lefi Rashi is Nishkin problem. Lefi Rashi, where do I see Pagin in Dibura? How do we answer Rashi? Lefi Rashi, how do we see... And Taisus says the chiddush is when you say chutz, you're canceling. According to the mayor, when you say chutz, you're not canceling. Lo pagin in Dibura. How do you frame for Rashi? What's the Kriyat in Rashi? We said that what? Either the Kinyan Suter is different, but in the Shtar. Kinyan Shtar is different than Kinyan Suter. Shtar is different than Kinyan Suter. And the truth of the matter is that where do you see pagin in Dibura? According to Rashi. Where do you see Pagin in Dibura? That's the bottom line. Where do you see it according to Rashi, Pagin in Dibura? How do you answer that kasha? Where do you see according to Mishir, Pagin in Dibura? That's difficult. Even though we explained away that Gemara was what? Maybe Besod Zeh. So then it's a good deal. But the bottom line is that where do you see Pagin in Dibura? You understand what I'm saying? According to Rashi, if I don't identify Acre X, he goes free and he doesn't get any property. Yes? He goes free and he doesn't get any property. Now, how do you see Pagin in Dibura in that? How do you see Pagin in Dibura in that? That's the Kashin Lamaisa. Where do you see Pagin in Dibura? What's the answer? That's Pagin in Dibura. See, Tosfos was the one who stuck himself in the corner. Tosfos is the one who's sticking himself in the corner. Tosfos says, if you don't identify Acre X, what happens? Well, we gotta conclude. Let's just get this point. If you don't identify Acre X, what's the din according to Tosfos? He goes free. And if you don't identify Acre X, what's the din? You get all the property. That's not Pagin in Dibura. He's getting everything. So Tosfos says, where do I see Pagin in Dibura? Where do I see Pagin in Dibura? So he says, like Yossi said, it's a case where he only has a field, he only has a mansion. According to Rashi, Rashi says, what are you bothering me for? One of my tracks is Pagin in Dibura. Which track? Which track is Pagin in Dibura? When you don't identify. You only go free, and you don't get anything. Because I could say each and every one was the one I was referring to. That's Pagin in Dibura. See, Tosfos is the one who stuck himself in the corner. Firash is not a problem. And then Tosfos got to ask himself, what's my chiddush? Chiddush is you say chutz, you think it cancels the whole thing. That's how Reb Meir knew lo pagin diburu. That's how the Rishonim said Reb Meir holds lo pagin diburu. Rishonim holds pagin diburu. Chutz cancels everything. Rishonim says chutz doesn't cancel anything. According to Rashi, Rashi says, oh, if you mishar on one thing, mistomir also mishar on the other. How does that show lo pagin diburu? So maybe that's what Rashi would say. That's what it shows. Since your orientation was to be Mishire. That shows, but it's a little bit difficult. You see, finally, if I ask you, pin down for me, according to Rashi, where do you see low Pagin and Diburu in Reb Meir? Pagin and Diburu, we just said in Reb Shimon, but where do you see low Pagin and Diburu? You know, my response would be, is kind of like what Yossi said. The bottom line is a Machalik's Reb Shimon and Reb Meir. Do you have to tell me? Reb Shimon, we know, holds Pagin and Diburu. Does Reb Meir have to say low Pagin and Diburu? Maybe he got to a sheet and threw a different svar. Bottom line, there is a Machalik's. But who cares how he got to? Why must you be pinned down to say Reb Meir holds low pagin? Do you have to be pinned down for that? L'chura, you know what I'm saying?
According to Rashi, you said.
I'm just saying, you could say, I got my sheet through a different means. The bottom line, it's a machlaikis. I'm just saying, the Gemara said pagin d'bur for Reb Shimon. The Gemara never said black on white that Reb Meir holds low pagin. Reb Meir got to a sheet through a different means. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's what you could say, Poshup Shad. Still a machlaikis. All right. We'll stop here. Okay, we got to go Vaikun next Tysus. Okay, tomorrow, Bezhishim.